AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CNN says its founder, Ted Turner, has died. Turner took a tiny TV station in Atlanta and turned it into what is now TBS. In 1980, he founded the first all-news broadcaster, CNN. He also owned the Atlanta Braves and the Atlanta Hawks and raced in the America's Cup yacht race. In 1996, Ted Turner said he sold Turner Broadcasting to Time Warner, partly to keep the company away from Rupert Murdoch.
He is exactly, you know, on the kind of person that I'm talking about that puts profits and power absolutely first, second, and third. And I just would have hated to see CNN dragged through the same kind of stuff that the New York Post is, for instance. So I figured I'd better make a move while I had the ability to choose.
Ted Turner was slowed in his later years by Lewy body dementia. He was 87. The U.S. and Iran appear to be moving closer to an initial agreement to end the war. President Trump is pressuring Tehran with threats of a new wave of bombing if a deal is not reached. Mohammed Abu Shahab is the United Arab Emirates ambassador to the U.N. He says the country continues to be a target.
Since 28 February, the UAE has intercepted over 500 ballistic missiles, nearly 30 cruise missiles, and more than 2,000 UAVs launched from Iran.
The AP's Julie Walker reports on a sharp drop in U.S. anti-Semitic incidents in 2025.
The number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. tallied by the Anti-Defamation League declining by 33% last year, the first drop in 5 years, due in large part to what the ADL says was a dramatic decrease in incidents on college campuses. The ADL tallying almost 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses during that year. According to the organization's latest figures released Wednesday, the number plunged by 66% in 2025. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Crude oil prices are falling and stock markets are rising worldwide, along with hopes that a deal is getting closer to allow oil tankers to leave the Persian Gulf again. The price of a barrel of Brent crude fell below $104 Wednesday. The S&P 500 was up 1% in early trading. The index is heading for another record. The Dow added 571 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.2%. Stock markets abroad jumped even more. AMD soared 15%. The company said it was seeing strong demand for its chips because of growth in AI applications. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
An activist who camped out atop one of Washington, D.C.'s bridges for 5 days ended his protest vigil. Guido Reichstadter was protesting AI and the war in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.